Hello everyone. This time I would like to present the I2C clock synchronizer with time downloaded from the internet. Using the previously presented clock on the Z8, I thought it would be worth extending it with this possibility. Hence the presented circuit was created. The system itself is based on the ESP8266-01 module, which obtains the time from the NTP server after logging into the Wi-Fi network. The module cooperates with the ATtiny4313 microcontroller, whose task is generally to be seen as an I2C slave with address 0x0A by the clock cooperating with this system, which is an I2C master. In addition to serving as an I2C slave device, the microcontroller also operates the ESP8266 module via UART and supports an optional LCD display as a monitor of data exchanged via I2C with the master. You may ask why I didn't implement the I2C slave function in the ESP itself. Well, I didn't succeed. Multiple attempts, also using external interrupts to which ESP can respond, did not bring the expected effect. Here, there is even a discussion about it. So in order to continue with this project, I decided to use an additional microcontroller. The microcontroller periodically sends data received from the I2C master to the Wi-Fi module to log in to the Wi-Fi network. Cyclic, because after turning on the power, the I2C master sends the SSID and password, both ending with CR and LF, needed to log in to the described synchronizer system once, and at that moment, the Wi-Fi network may not be available. After the ESP8266 module successfully establishes a connection to Wi-Fi, the module periodically sends the received RSSI, time and date data to the microcontroller in the form of an 8-element INT16 array. The ATtiny4313 microcontroller receives this data from the module, makes sure that the data is in the right order, and then transfers the ordered data to a buffer intended for reading by the I2C master. The optional display presents the SSID on the first line and the password received from the I2C master on the second line, and after establishing an internet connection, displays the contents of the buffer for reading by the I2C master. The representation of data placed in the correct order in the buffer and ready to be read by the I2C master is as follows. Where, first element of this buffer, RSSI, a value less than 0x0FFC7 from LCD, means establishing an internet connection. The lack of this connection is signaled by the value 0x001F. Second element of this buffer, seconds in BCD, 0057 from LCD. Third element of this buffer, minutes in BCD, 0049 from LCD. Fourth element of this buffer, hours in BCD, 0018 from LCD. The fifth element of this buffer, day of the week, 1, Monday, ...7, Sunday. Sixth element of this buffer, day of the month in BCD, 0023 from LCD. Seventh element of this buffer, month in BCD, 0010 from LCD. Eighth element of this buffer, year in BCD, 2023 from LCD. The video on YT shows the synchronization of the clock. Deliberately set to January 1, 2001, with the time downloaded from the internet by the described module. Now a little about the preparations for this project. When I was thinking about this project, I first came across the website. This is almost the finished product on which I based my sketch in the Arduino environment. Even this worked. But the inconvenience was the lack of automatic change of summer-winter time, despite the presence of the TM-ISDST component in the TM structure. However, the value of this component did not change when switching from winter to summertime in spring. Moreover, the author asked us to add subtract the number of hours expressed in seconds to the UTC time received by the module programmed with this example sketch depending on the expected time zone. While looking for how to solve the above problems, I finally found the website, and after matching this sketch to our time zone using hashtag define MyTZ, the program began to correctly display the time in Poland on the terminal. After that, it remained only to adapt the sketch to the needs of cooperation with the desk.